It is now 6:15. Well, New Zealand's growth seems to be slowing down, with GDP only rising 0.4% in the December 2016 quarter. This followed an increase of 0.8% in the September quarter, was less than what economists had predicted. Michael Gordon is Westpac's chief economist, and Michael is with me. Thank you for your time, Michael.
Good evening.
So this slowdown, do you see that as a trend starting?
I think a lot of it was, for this quarter at least, was coming down to some temporary factors. So it was, in particular, there were some real drags on growth from some of the primary sectors, and that was around issues about poor weather hampering milk and meat production. We had a temporary slowdown in the Māori oil field due to repairs. We know all that stuff is sort of really coming back again in the early part of this year, and they're not really things that sort of reflect the economy's productive capacity anyway. They're not a reflection of the number of workers, for instance. So you do sometimes get these temporary factors. I think the underlying story is a bit better than these numbers suggest. But at the same time, I think it's a continuation of growth that's been okay, but it hasn't really been particularly strong compared to history for the last several years now.
Okay, so it's coming back again. Does that mean you expect stronger growth ahead than indicated by today's figures?
Well, I think for the next couple of years, we're still looking at something that's in the ballpark of about 3% annual, which was in line with today's figures. But it's quite noticeable that really in the last few years in particular, a lot of the growth is really coming from population growth, and we know there's quite a strong contribution for net migration from that. If you strip that out, and you sort of argue with it, it's sort of a valid thing to just take out population growth, but underlying that, we're an economy that's sort of growing at about 1 to 1.5% per person, and that's not particularly fast, and it's actually that number probably actually peaked several years back, and that's actually, I think, consistent with the idea that we're in actually a pretty mature phase of the cycle. This is not really the point of things where we see an acceleration in growth usually.
So that per capita, that's GDP, that's contracting, isn't it? 0.2%. There'll be some issues around that, is there?
For that particular quarter, it was a contraction. But again, there was some negatives in there that weren't really related to the number of people, really. It was just barriers to output in some of the primary sectors that will come back. I think more generally, if you're taking it, say, in the last year, we've done about 1% growth per person compared to even getting back to about 2012, 2013, that was sort of around 2%. So we certainly seem to be past the peak in terms of the rates of growth on that measure.
I see disposable income is at 2.8% for that quarter. How significant is that?
Well, really a lot of that is a reflection of adding back in the effects of prices for exports and imports. And for that, the December quarter at least, we had a lot of the rebound in dairy prices coming through in that particular period. So certainly on an income measure, we as a nation, we fared much better, although it was largely in the hands of dairy farmers. And that does have some implications in terms of, it's really sort of more about the knock-on effects for the economy over the next year. So we know that, we can probably be more confident now about dairy farmers being willing to spend a little bit more. That in turn creates jobs in rural regions, and I think it even tends to spread out a bit more widely around the country as well.
And Michael, what industries are continuing to grow then?
Construction is an obvious one, given the amount of work on. The Canterbury Quake rebuild work is not in a growth phase anymore. That's actually starting to come off its peaks, but there's still quite a strong pulse in terms of home building and commercial buildings, particularly in the North Island. Also, a lot of services, really. So I think if you really add that up, it's quite consistent with numbers of people being a big driver. So people need places to live and work, and they tend to demand a lot of services, and that sort of tends to be where it's coming through, whereas it's been more the likes of agriculture and mining and so on that don't really reflect the numbers of people. That's more sort of reflecting the features of the land that were weaker in this quarter.
Excellent. Good stuff. Thank you, Michael. Always good to talk to you. That is Michael Gordon, who is the Westpac Chief Economist. Here at Newstalk ZB, it's now 6:20.